This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new study out from the National Bureau of Economic Research that says, basically, the robots have finally won. Not won like the big win a la Terminator, but research does suggest algorithms might be better at picking the right employee than hiring managers are. Rebecca Greenfield wrote about the study for Bloomberg Business. Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Should hiring managers be afraid, very afraid of these algorithms? What do you think?
Hiring managers should not be afraid of hiring algorithms. I think that they should think of them as their friends. They can help them hire.
That's what all the people who say the robots are coming say. What exactly did the study find, I guess, is the first question.
This study looked at hiring managers who listened to robots and hiring managers who didn't listen to robot recommendations. And it found that the managers who didn't listen to the robot recommendations picked worse candidates. So basically, wow. The robots, they know who is good at their job and who's going to stay at the job.
Well, so that's the thing, right? Define worst candidates. Are bad candidates the ones who leave early? Is that the metric here?
The metric here is retention. That's because it's pretty easy to measure, but also employers care about that because it's expensive to replace people, train new people. So they like to keep people around. They did try to measure productivity, and they did some work on that, but their findings weren't as conclusive.
What human failing do these algorithms correct for then?
Bias. I mean, there might be some overt bias, people not wanting to hire people of a certain race or gender, but also people just think that they're a better judge of character than they actually are.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to go with my gut. I like this person. I can spot this person who's got potential, right? And the algorithms, come on, computers can't do that.
Exactly. And you might bond with someone on your favorite hobby and think that that's a good reason to have them around the office.
How far do you think we are, or do the researchers, I guess, think we are from these things being widely adopted? Because honestly, there's that whole, you know, the robot ate my job thing in which, you know, they become sort of not our friends.
I think they're already being used by a lot of companies. Google famously uses algorithms to decide who to hire. So I don't think we're that far away from companies who, you know, want to hire the best people, keep people around as long as possible, save money on their retention and turnover costs. It makes sense for them to invest in something like this.
The robots are coming. Rebecca Greenfield covers work culture at Bloomberg Business. Rebecca, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.